a mansion in Colorado, financial independence, a picture-perfect marriage. From the outside, success looked complete, yet inside, something fundamental was missing. Then came the catalyst, a father-in-law's sudden death, followed by legal battles, financial collapse, and divorce. What seemed like total devastation became an unexpected doorway. This wasn't failure. It was an invitation to examine a deeper question. What does it mean to truly live rather than merely survive? That crisis revealed a pattern running silently beneath the surface of achievement, living on autopilot, chasing external markers while ignoring internal truth. This realization sparked a journey into what we might call intentional living, a fusion of ancient wisdom and modern science that's transforming how we understand human potential. It's not about positive thinking or manifesting sports cars. It's about understanding the invisible operating system running your life and learning to reprogram it. Your sophisticated technology with three interconnected systems. First is breath, your direct link to vitality. Ancient languages understood this. Prana, ruach, pneuma all mean both breath and spirit. Unlike your heartbeat, breathing bridges conscious and unconscious control, influencing everything from blood pressure to brain chemistry. Intentional breathing reduces stress hormones, improves sleep, sharpens cognition, and calms your nervous system. A simple 10-second rhythm creates heart-brain coherence, shifting you from reactive to responsive. Second is mind, operating on three levels. Universal mind represents infinite creative potential. Your subconscious runs automatic functions and learned behaviors, including programming installed before age 7. Researcher Bruce Lipton discovered 70% of this early programming involves limitation, beliefs about money, relationships, and worthiness absorbed before you could question them. Your conscious mind gives you choice. Through meditation, you can rewrite these patterns, creating neural pathways that serve rather than sabotage you. Third is your energy system, chakras, spinning vortexes along your spine corresponding to endocrine glands and nerve clusters. When blocked, they manifest as illness or disconnection. Root governs survival, sacral holds creativity, solar plexus houses power, heart centers on love, throat enables expression, third eye awakens intuition, and crown connects to transcendent consciousness. Practices like chakra-clearing breath balance this system, linking physiology with consciousness. We absorb influences from family, culture, language, and media that shape how we interpret reality. These impressions create negative belief loops that limit potential without awareness. The ego drives these loops through separation, being right while others are wrong, through complaints and defensiveness, through the belief that I am not enough. Family conditioning establishes our earliest patterns. A mother showing more attention during illness creates templates affecting adult relationships decades later. Language casts spells through unquestioned sayings. No pain, no gain perpetuates absolutism, programming us to associate suffering with worth. Cultural illusions trap us further. The when illusion, when I get that promotion, then I'll be happy, creates perpetual dissatisfaction. Harvard psychologist Tal Ben-Shahar calls this the arrival fallacy. Moving countries or acquiring mansions cannot fix internal programming. News media operates on crisis rather than improvement, creating addictive fear cycles. Business environments weaponize these patterns, incentivizing community feelings when profitable while villainizing emotions when inconvenient. Western culture views emotions as irrational threats, failing to recognize that beliefs calibrate to experiences. Identifying these subconscious impressions becomes the first step toward recoding unwanted patterns. Your subconscious accepts vivid imagination as reality, creating according to your beliefs. Your current circumstances reveal these core beliefs, which you can reshape through intentional repetition. 5 key intentions override destructive patterns. First, leverage energy over time. Our obsession with temporal measurement creates belief loops associating suffering with worth. The physiological sigh, double inhale followed by prolonged exhale, regulates stress within minutes by balancing oxygen and carbon dioxide. Second, embrace discipline over rigidity. All or nothing thinking demands perfection, but true discipline involves self-compassion. The perfect breath, 5.5 second inhales and exhales, promotes presence. Third, choose love over fear. Your stress response treats modern inconveniences like life-threatening dangers. Diaphragmatic breathing activates the vagus nerve, releasing fear loops. Fourth, practice presence over comparison. Comparing yourself to others creates a phantom present where you never fully commit to now. Multisensory focus, rubbing your tongue on your palate while rubbing thumb and index finger together, anchors you in the present. Finally, prioritize feelings over outcomes. When repetition can't break deeply entrenched patterns, energy interventions serve as powerful catalysts. Intensive breathwork in the theta state allows you to clean out your system. Psychedelics can uproot internal blockages. Extreme temperatures catalyze state changes. 2.5 minutes in an icy lake can transform complete anger into relaxed openness. Sound journeys realign energetic frequencies. Vision quests like the 500-mile Camino de Santiago teach you to revisit the past without getting stuck in it. Sensory deprivation, from simple eye masks to 10-day Vipassana retreats, strips stimulation to access deeper consciousness. Creating positive belief loops requires consistent practice across 5 key areas. To leverage energy over time, audit what increases and decreases your vitality. Play to your strengths, eliminate draining activities, and regulate energy by grounding yourself and changing your physiological state. To embrace discipline over rigidity, align routines with your brain's natural rhythms. Morning routines set the tone, set intentions, drink hot water with lemon and sea salt, get sunlight, practice breathwork and meditation, journal, and eat nourishing food. Evening routines complete the cycle. Close work at a set time, get sunset light, progressively dim lights, and sleep when first drowsy. To choose love over fear, tune into your heart's wisdom and reaffirm that life happens for you, not to you. The communication method navigates conflicts through ownership. State the situation factually, describe emotions using I statements, share your interpretation, identify what you need, and invite the other person to meet those needs. To practice presence, view everything as your teacher by setting intentions for growth. Quiet your mind through meditation and trust internal wisdom over external validation. To prioritize feelings over outcomes, identify 3 desired feelings as your compass and respond rather than react by approaching challenges with curiosity instead of combativeness. Manifestation isn't wishful thinking, it's applied physics. Einstein said, "Everything is energy. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality." The process operates on 3 steps: clarify, conceive, and claim. First, clarify exactly what you want with specific details. Identify 3 to 5 feelings you'll experience when achieving your outcome and create a vivid mental movie scene. Next, conceive your desire by dropping into meditation, using breath to slow brainwaves from beta to alpha to theta, where limiting beliefs can't interfere. Play your movie scene repeatedly until you feel the creation has occurred. Finally, claim your manifestation by living in gratitude as if it's already happened. Use I am statements and embody your desired reality. The theta breath, a 4-8-16-4 breathing pattern, accesses the subconscious mind where it's most suggestible. Scientific manifestation works by balancing masculine doing energy with feminine being energy. Intentional living is deeply personal. No single path works for everyone. You alone can examine your internal coding, initiate transformation, and make quantum leaps through scientific manifestation. This requires honest self-reflection, unwavering commitment, and courage to face challenges. The transformative reality? You are always one breath away from intentionality. By understanding your operating system, recognizing subconscious programming, breaking negative cycles, and implementing daily practices, you create a life of greater purpose. This journey isn't about perfection, but progress, moving from survival to thriving. Transformation is rarely linear. Some days flow effortlessly, others test your commitment. What matters is your willingness to return to practice and maintain faith in your capacity for change. In a world commodifying wellness, the most radical act is remembering the power to transform has always been within you. One conscious breath, one intentional choice, one authentic feeling at a time.